Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times. Pro-choice activists protested Saturday outside the homes of Supreme Court Justices Brett Kavanaugh and John Roberts. Last week, an unprecedented leak of a draft opinion signaled the court is likely to overturn Roe v. Wade. A new CBS poll finds nearly two-thirds of Americans believe the court should uphold Roe, while more than 4 out of 5 believe overturning it would endanger women. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi yesterday called the leaked draft disrespectful.
And here we are on Mother's Day, a week where the court has slapped women in the face in terms of disrespect for their judgment about the size and timing of their families.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says in a few days he'll bring to the floor legislation to codify abortion rights into law. But even if the bill could get majorities in the Senate and House, it's very unlikely to overcome a filibuster. First Lady Jill Biden made a surprise visit to Ukraine Sunday, where she visited a school classroom and met with the country's First Lady, Olena Zelenska.
So I just wanted to come in and say Happy Mother's Day and say that the hearts of the American people are with the mothers of Ukraine.
A Russian bomb that hit a school-turned-shelter over the weekend may have killed 60. And the White House says new sanctions will bar Russian companies and citizens from using U.S. business services. Experts say the coronavirus continues to mutate, and a new Omicron variant could become the dominant strain here in weeks. There's no evidence it causes more severe disease, but Dr. Abrar Karan with the Stanford School of Medicine says the U.S. is not prepared.
We can't develop, you know, new vaccines fast enough to get us out of a surge. So if we're hit with another surge quickly, revaccinating the whole population of countries takes time, and we will be hit so hard once again.
Average daily COVID-19 hospitalizations are up about 10% since last week, according to federal figures. A U.S. grand jury on Saturday indicted 62-year-old Frank James on terrorism and other charges, stemming from a New York subway attack last month. James is accused of planting smoke bombs and opening fire inside a subway car in Brooklyn, injuring 32 and setting off a national manhunt. And in Florida, a federal appeals court has temporarily reinstated a law limiting third-party voter registration, ballot drop boxes, and bringing food or water to people waiting in line at the polls. I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.